Dead End Call. Written by Freedoman Disorder. Read by Chaos Cure. Hello. You have reached the Justice League Emergency Hotline. What is the nature of your emergency?
Hello. Hello. Emergency. Hello. Justice League.
A distorted male voice answered back. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? What is the nature of your emergency? Green Lantern asked again.
I can hear you. Emergency. Hello. Justice League. Hello. Emergency.
Do you need help? Can you hear me?
Help. Help. Can you hear me? Help.
The voice distorted again to something like static. Prank calls aren't funny, kid. This is an emergency line. With an exasperated sigh, Green Lantern hung up. What was that about? It's just a prank call. Some kid using a voice mod thing. Really? That's annoying. I know, but it's not that unusual. Kids don't have anything better to do during the summer. I guess. What are you doing on hotline duty? You're not scheduled for refresher training for another few months, right? Food fight in the cafeteria. Batman added everyone involved to additional monitor or dispatch duty twice a week for the next month. Yikes. Hate to be you. Who else got caught? Flash, Plastic Man, Vigilante, and Shining Knight. Satana raised an eyebrow. Can't imagine Sir Justin getting involved in a food fight. Hal shrugged with a good-humoured smirk. Vic took a salad bowl to the head. Sir Justin jumped in to cover his retreat, right in time for bats to break up the fun. Satana giggled. Poor Sir Justin. Poor Sir Justin? Hal Jordan gasped dramatically. What about me? I was just an innocent bystander. I'm sure you were. What are you doing here anyway? Unlike you, I'm just here for one shift for refresher dispatch training. Good for you. Well, have at it. The active duty roster is on the big screen with who's suited up and available. Satana looked up at the large monitor with pinging dots in various locations around the world. All right. A bit better than the old system of scrolling for available heroes and asking where they are. Yeah. Cyborg linked everyone's comm into the system so we can tell who is where when their comm is active.
Sounds good. All right, let's do this.
Satana put headset on and clicked available operator on the screen. Immediately her phone rang.
Hello, this is the Justice League Emergency Hotline. What is the nature of your emergency?
Emergency. Hello, Justice League Emergency.
A female voice came through her headset. The connection was very poor. Interference and static came through.
Can you hear me? This is a Justice League Emergency Hotline. Do you need help?
Satana looked over at Hal. He was fiddling with his headset cord. He looked up at her and she gestured her head to the screen. It was the same number as his prank call.
Hear me, help. Justice League Emergency Help.
The feminine voice sounded vaguely familiar. Satana ignored it to confront the prankster.
Kid, this isn't a joke. This is a serious line for actual emergencies. You can't keep calling. I'm going to hang up now. Please don't call back.
Isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. Please don't hang up now. Actual emergencies. Keep calling. Help my Justice League help for actual emergencies.
The static under the female voice sharpened. Satana paused. Her finger was just hovering over the button to end the call when something stopped her. The tone of voice was sharp.
irritated. Also strangely familiar. After a second dawned on her. Hal was still looking at her, so she waved him over to listen in to the call. Once he was listening with his own muted headset, she asked, Are you repeating what I'm saying?
Repeating help isn't a joke. What I'm saying denotes help. Hello, help denotes.
Satana finally recognized the voice. Is that my voice? Are you repeating my voice?
Repeating voice. You denotes help isn't a joke. Help. Justice League, don't hang up.
You're using my voice to talk back to me. My words, and you can only repeat what you hear? Is that right? Satana shared a glance with a horrified Hal, him just realizing he had hung up on an actual emergency, not a kid playing a joke. Satana's own voice echoed staticky in her ear.
Right, can repeat and talk back. Using voice help, denotes help.
Are you in danger? She looked over at Hal, who was typing on his own computer to trace the call origin. He looked back at her and shook his head. Weirdly, they couldn't find where the signal was coming from.
Danger. Demotes help. Justice League help. In danger.
I understand. I'm going to ask you where you are. Do you understand? Satana was going to have to narrow this down. She pulled up a world map onto her screen.
Understand. Help. Demotes.
The static in the voice softened slightly, like relief. Okay, we need to know where you are. What continent are you on? Asia, Africa, Australia, Europe, North America, South America.
North America, help, demotes.
Satana clicked on the screen to enlarge the North American continent. Okay, you're in North America. Are you in Canada or America?
America, help.
Another click of the mouse to focus on the USA. Okay. Are you in the north, northeast, southeast, west, southwest, or midwest?
Midwest. Help. Demotes. Help. America. Midwest.
Okay, I'm going to ask your state now. Do you know it? Satana clicked on the midwest region of the map to enlarge it more. Hal was standing up now, anticipation making his body glow faintly green. He was texting something on his phone, but Satana ignored it to focus on her own echoing voice on the other end of the line.
Know it.
Her voice repeated back. Are you in North Dakota? Are you in Minnesota? Are you in South Dakota? Are you in Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan? The voice interrupted her.
Illinois, Midwest. America, Illinois, help, demotes, Justice League, help.
Do you know where in Illinois you are?
Yes, where in Illinois, demotes, ask.
Satana enlarged the map of the state in front of her. The closest hero was in Detroit, Michigan, and they didn't have any abilities to help them get to Illinois quickly. She gestured to Hal to look at the screen. He nodded his understanding. Do you know where in the state you are? What region or what county?
County.
Okay, I'm going to name a few counties. Tell me yes or no if you are there, okay?
Yes, tell me.
Satana listed off the counties on the map, her tongue slightly tangling over the Midwestern words. Okay, Joe Durres, Stephenson, Winnebago, Boone, McHenry, Lake, Cook, Dupage, Kane, DeKalb, Ogle, Carroll, Whiteside, Lee. The voice interrupted again.
Lake County.
Okay, you're in Lake County, is that right? Satana clicked over the country and enlarged the map.
Right. Help, demotes in Lake County.
Okay. I'm going to name off some cities in Lake County. Are you in a city, yes or no?
City, no. Name cities, yes.
Satana paused for a second. Do you mean you are not in a city, but you can name the closest one to you? Yes or no?
Yes, name closest one. Name closest city. Gemeldzi.
Okay, I understand. Are you in Gurnee? Are you in Libertyville? Grace Lake? Round Lake? Or Round Lake Beach? Are you in Lake Forest, Sion, Vernon Hills, Highland Park, or North Chicago? The voice cut her off again.
Park.
Are you in Highland Park?
No. Park, in park, 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 Gemeldz, in park.
The tone of the voice didn't change, but the words came faster, almost overlapping over themselves. Okay. Calm down. Let me understand. Are you in a park or in a place called park?
In a place called park. Help, Gemeldz. In a place called park.
Satana scanned the list of Illinois cities called park in the county. Okay. Are you in Round Lake Park or Beach Park, Deerfield Park, Park City or Deer Park?
No. Place called park. No. City. Place called park.
So you're in a place called Park, but it's not a city. Is that right?
Right. Place called Park. Gemeldz, not a city. Help.
Okay, let's go down the list. Brook Park, Mill Park, Park Barrington, River Park, Park Township, Vernon Park Hills, West Keegan Park, West Deerfield Park, Amity Park, Wheeling Park.
Amity Park. Gemeldz in Amity Park. Gemeldz in Amity Park. Gemeldz, help, Gemeldz.
Okay, you're in Amity Park. Is that right?
Right, in Amity Park.
Satana nodded to Hal, who was still texting on his phone. He nodded back to her. Okay, I know where you are now. Now we need to know what kind of emergency. Is it a natural disaster? Is it a villain? Is it an alien?
Villain.
The words came fast. Static was almost overwhelming. Okay, calm down. I'm right here. Does the villain have powers or not?
Villain have no powers. I'm here. Powers help. Natural powers help. I'm kind of natural help. Powers need help. Okay.
Satana paused. The sentences didn't make sense. The villain did not have powers, but the caller said, I'm kind of natural. She shared a look to Hal. Hal typed on his computer and a message appeared on her screen. I texted Flash. He can be there, but he needs to know what kind of situation he's running into. Satana read the message and nodded. Okay, you need to give me more information. There are villains, but they don't have powers? Can you tell me what kind of natural powers you mean? Are they metagene powers? Are they magic? Are there weapons?
Magic. Weapons. Powers. Magic. Powers. Magic. Help. Can you help?
Satana felt a rush of fear. Magic powers. Villains, no powers. Weapons. Must mean that the villains don't have any powers. But they have weapons that can affect the magic user who is calling. She looked over at Hal. He nodded. Okay, I have magic too. I am going to Amity Park to help you. Can you tell me how many villains there are? Are there more than 5 or less than 5?
More than 5 villains. I have magic too. Villains. Weapons. More than... I'm going to. Yes, going. Help.
So the caller definitely needed magic backup. Satana gestured to Hal, who began to send an all-notice message to any magic-using League hero. Are the villains after your powers? Is that right? The villains are attacking you for your powers?
Right. Villains attacking for powers? Help, you made more than your powers. Villains attacking for me? Help, Amity Park. Help.
Satana froze. We need help. More than me. Powers. We need help. Oh God. Is there more than one of you with magic? There's a group of you with powers that the villains are attacking. Satana asked. A group of magic users fighting villains? Maybe sending more magic users isn't the best idea.
They might need some heavy hitters for this.
Fatal powers, magic, amity power, magic. Villains have second disaster. You made it stop. Villain have more than one of you. Villain have more than one of you.
It took Satana only a second. By now she was standing up out of her chair. Do the villains have hostages with magic powers? How many? Hal had linked in the call with multiple comms. On the large monitor, Satana could see multiple heroes' dots shift slightly, all in direction of Illinois. She was grateful to see Wonder Woman, Flash, and Captain Marvel all headed in that direction. We've got heroes coming your way. They will be there soon to help you and rescue the hostages.
Many hostages. Many magic and amity weapons. Villains have weapons. Brief magic. Villains have hostages. Villains have seen powers. Need help. Heroes coming. Justice need help. Not villains. Not villains. Help.
Satana felt sick as she understood that message. The villains have hostages and weapons. The caller and the others have powers. But then, villains have soon powers? Did that mean that the villains were taking powers away from whoever was calling? She paused at that last sentence. You're not villains. What do you mean by that?
We're not villains. Villains have hostages. Villains have weapons. This isn't a joke. This isn't right. We're not villains. We're natural. We're not weapons. We're not villains. Help. Rescue hostages. Rescue. Help. Help. Leave powers. Help.
You're not villains. I know. You say you are natural. Do you mean that when the heroes get there, they might think you are the villains and get confused? Satan knew that multiple heroes were silently listening to the call.
Not villains. Heroes might think powers are the weapons. Amity power. Need help. Justice League get there. Rescue hostages.
Hal messaged her again on her screen. Satana read off the message. We've allowed it the Illinois National Guard as well. They'll be there soon to help.
No, no, no. National Guard, no. Help. Villains, guard, villains, help. Help. Amity power.
Satana looked confused. What? No. The National Guard is coming there to help.
National Guard, villains, the guard, the villains, no. Help. Road weapon. Amity power. Justice will rescue. Amity power. Help. Help. Help.
The static became so prevalent that Satana had to fight the impulse to rip the headset off. She tried to decipher the words. Okay, okay, we'll help you. But we need to be able to find you. Are you in a house or a building? Can you get to a rooftop?
Building, rooftop, we must find you.
How can we find you? Can you wave a flag or give us a sign? Are you a woman or a man? What do you look like? There was a long pause.
I can be kid, kid, woman, kid, woman.
Satana wondered for a long moment where the word kid came from before remembering when she first accused the caller of prank calling. She said, kid, this isn't a joke. She felt bile flood her throat as she understood what they meant. You a child? Satana's own voice answered back.
Child. Kid. Woman. Child. Rooftop. Help. Justice League. Find you. Help. Hostages. Help. Amity power.
Flash's voice came over the comm line, muted from the call but clear in Satana's other ear.
Oh my god. I'm here. It's a war zone. We're going to need backup, medical units. There are tanks and fires everywhere. There's been some kind of artillery shot at different buildings. It's a war zone.
There was a silent, horrified moment as all the heroes listening absorbed the information.
I think I see our caller. It's a little girl, maybe 8 or 10. White hair. She's floating. She's on the library roof with a giant phone. I think she sees me.
In Satana's other ear, her own voice repeated.
You must find your rooftop help.
The man in red is called Flash. He's here to help.
He's here, man in red, help Flash find you.
I'm on my way too. Just stay with Flash and tell him what you need, okay, sweetie? Satana's voice was infinitely softer now that she knew it was a child on the phone.
Okay, stay with Flash, help you wait.
The line shut off and Satana flinched at the sudden silence in her ear. She glanced over at Hal.
I'm going to see her down to Amity. I'm right behind you. Flash said a war zone. I need to be there.
Satana nodded at his guilty expression. Right, let's hurry and get to Amity Park. The end.